Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home.
Romans chapter 1, verse 17, for in the gospel the righteousness of God is revealed. A righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. Good truth word right there from Romans chapter 1 verse 17. And if you were listening to Mark and Friends on Monday, well, that was the memorization Monday verse from Romans chapter 1 verse 17. I hope you're having a blessed week. It is Thursday. I am Joey Kroll. You have any Thanksgiving leftovers still in your refrigerator? I got turkey coming out of our ears, right? Oh, yes. I hope you're having a blessed week. And staying warm. I'll tell you, I am trying to cope with this colder, cooler weather. And I know it's just going to get even colder as we move on into winter. But, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I'd rather decorate a palm tree on Christmas than a Christmas tree in the winter. That's a whole lot of truth to that. But hey, I am so honored to hang out with you each and every Thursday where I get to be the guest host for Mark and Friends. And today is, really no different. You are in for a treat. Today we're going to take a look together, 1 Peter chapter 5. And we're going to be talking about something that we need to be reminded of from time to time as believers, as the church, about the one foe you shouldn't forget. And so we'll take a look at that here in just a few moments. But quickly, I want to remind you, December, new month, here we are, 3 days in. Be sure to get your December copy of Prime Lifetimes. More details on where you can get your latest edition at PrimeLifetimes.com. That's PrimeLifetimes.com. Hey, stick around. We're going to be talking about the one foe you shouldn't forget right after this on Mark and Friends on this Thursday.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for listening to Mark and Friends here on this Thursday morning. I'll tell you what, with the lockdowns and effects of COVID-19 here in 2020, studies and research has shown that it has taken a negative effect on our mental health. In fact, research from the American Psychological Association found that nearly 8 in 10 adults say that the coronavirus pandemic is a significant source of stress in their life, while 60% say that the number of issues America faces is overwhelming to them. Friend, with increased feelings of loneliness, frustration, irritability, disappointment, discouragement, how many of us know that in the middle of all those feelings, there's an enemy that sees that as an opportune time to do some of his dirtiest work? And so today here for Mark and Friends, we're going to take a look at 1 Peter chapter 5, and we're going to talk about the one foe you shouldn't forget. So if you have your Bible, head on over to 1 Peter chapter 5 as you're heading over to 1 Peter 5. God is using Peter here to write to Christians who are suffering, who are dealing with persecution, dealing with suffering. How many of us know that when we're in the middle of the struggle, in the middle of the suffering, in the middle of all of that, there are overwhelming amount of temptations in the middle of all of that? And so Peter reminds them of a couple of things here in 1 Peter 5:8. It says, "Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him. Firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you into his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen." So we see some things here about Satan. First of all, he is your enemy. Verse 8 says, "Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil." The NIV says, "Your enemy, the devil." The New Living Translation says, "Your great enemy, the devil." Friend, did you know that if you are a friend of Christ, you have an enemy? He is the devil, dear friend, and he is your adversary. God's word also tells us Satan is not only our enemy, but friend, he seeks after you. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary," listen, "the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." Friend, Satan is not an idle enemy. He doesn't sit back and hopes you have a bad day. Friend, he is an active, functioning operative who is out to get you and to get me. He seeks after you and after me. Friend, we live in a day and age where you and I, we don't have to go out looking for sin. We live in a day and age where sin comes looking for us. Isn't that the truth? Someone once said, "Television is an invention that permits you to be entertained in your living room by people you would never invite into your home." There's a little bit of truth to that. For there are forces today that try to influence our families, influence us in a negative way, especially through media. And that driving force is Satan. Charles Spurgeon said, "Consider how precious a soul must be when both God and the devil are after it." Friend, Satan, he is your enemy. He seeks after you, and friend, he seeks to devour you. It says, "Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." You know, the word devour here means to feed on, to swallow up, to engulf, to destroy. He isn't, dear friend, looking to lick or nibble on his prey. He wants to devour. You know, Jesus really kind of gave the mission statement of Satan in John chapter 10, verse 10. He says, "The thief," that's Satan, "comes only to steal, kill, and destroy." And friend, that's Satan right there. 1 Peter 5:8 tells us about Satan. He is your enemy. He seeks after you, and he seeks to devour you and me. But Fred, I'm so grateful that God's word doesn't leave us with that thought. In fact, God's word gives us our response to that, way to withstand our enemy. He tells us to be sober-minded in verse 8. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober-minded. One translation says, be alert. Another translation says, stay alert. Think with me for a moment about a soldier who is on guard duty on the battlefield. I mean, this soldier, he scans the darkness. He listens carefully, and he is ready to respond. The Bible tells us, hey, man, we need to be sober-minded. Have you ever been on vacation? Our family, we go on a couple of vacations every year, maybe a weekend vacation or maybe a week-long thing, depending on just the flexibility and availability we have. But I'll tell you what, when you are on vacation, you're not thinking about your day-to-day responsibilities. Amen. I mean, really, that's one of the things I love about vacation. When you're on vacation, you're not thinking about the problems of life. When you're on vacation, you're not thinking about work. You're not thinking about school. You're not thinking about the stack of bills. When you're on vacation, you're on easy street. You're in chill mode. You are in cruise control, a vacation mindset, right? Friend, when it comes to the Christian walk, you and I cannot have a vacation mindset. We need a spirit of sobriety, alertness, understanding that our enemy sets up traps for us every single day as we try to follow the Lord. Friend, we need to be sober-minded. But God's word not only tells us to be sober-minded, God's word tells us also to be watchful. In verse 8 of 1 Peter 5, that word means vigilant. It means to watch, to refrain from sleep. Did you know that Satan will not knock on your door and say, hello, my name is Satan, and I'm here to tempt you today between the hours of 9 and 5? He's not going to do that. I mean, really, that would be too obvious. Somebody once said, the safest road to hell is a gradual one. The gentle slope, the soft underfoot, without sudden turnings and without milestones, without signposts, it's a gradual one. Friend, we need to be watchful. We must avoid tempting situations and really make sure our relationship with our Father remains solid and is growing. We must constantly be on guard against those subtle compromises. We need to be sober-minded. We need to be watchful. But the Bible tells us to resist him. In verse Peter 5:9, it says, resist him. This means that we need to take a stand on the word of God. Refuse to be moved. Refuse to give in. Refuse to take the bait. Refuse to be entertained by that thought or entertaining that thought. Refuse to believe the lie. Refuse to allow the devil to have a foothold in a particular area in our life. Friend, we need to resist him. Shake him off. Remember when Jesus was being tempted in the wilderness? And Satan says, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread. And Jesus answered, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. You know, Jesus responded with Scripture. Friend, a great weapon for you and I to resist the devil is prayer and the word of God. Resist him. James 4:7 says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. So friend, we not only need to be sober-minded, we not only need to be watchful, we not only need to resist him, but friend, we need to stand firm in our faith. 1 Peter 5:9 says, resist him, standing firm in your faith. You know, before we can withstand temptation from Satan, we must bow before God. Because here's the reality. You cannot overcome the temptation from a full-time devil with part-time faith. And Peter, who's writing this through the power of the Holy Spirit, knew this. Remember when Jesus was praying in the garden, he told Peter, James, and John, he told them, hey, wait here and pray. But they were tired and they fell asleep. Remember that? And I think Jesus came back with what, like two or three times, and they were still sleeping and they still had not prayed. And because of prayerlessness that night, Peter attacked a guard in the flesh, cut his ear off. Peter ran away when Jesus was arrested. Peter publicly denied that he knew Jesus not once, not twice, but three times. I wonder what would have happened if he just connected with the Father in prayer that night. How he would have handled the attacks, how he would handle the temptations from the enemy. Friend, we need to resist him. We need to stand firm in our faith. That is, we need to feed our relationship with Jesus and starve the temptations of the enemy. We need to stand firm in our faith. And finally, friend, we not only need to be sober-minded, not only need to be watchful, not only need to resist him, not only stand firm in our faith, but friend, we need to be hopeful. Listen to this. 1 Peter 5:9 says, resist him firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you into his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Friend, what a beautiful couple of verses there. But in that, I want to focus on verse 11. It says, to him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. One translation says, to him be the power forever and ever. Another translation says, all power is his forever and ever. He's talking about Jesus. See, Satan may be our enemy. He may seek after you and me. He may seek to devour us. His roar may be loud. His teeth may be large. But friend, he doesn't have the final authority, nor does he have the final say. Satan is referred to in here in 1 Peter as a lion. But did you know Jesus is referred to as a lion as well in Revelation 5? He's the lion from the tribe of Judah. So Satan is referred to as a lion. Jesus is referred to as a lion. But friend, one is on a leash and the other is on the throne. Peter reminded these believers that at the end of the day, all dominion, all power and authority belongs to Jesus forever and ever. So as we get ready to put a wrap on 2020, it's been a hard, disappointing year. It's been a frustrating year. Some of us may be dealing with loneliness. Some of us may be dealing with irritability, frustration, whatever it is. But friend, we need to know, we need to be reminded in the midst of all of that, that there is an enemy. His name is Satan. He wants to use our circumstances to discourage us, to kick us while we're down. Friend, he is our enemy. He seeks after you and me. He seeks to devour us, but friend, we need to be sober-minded. We need to be watchful. We need to resist him. We need to stand firm in our faith, and we need to be hopeful, knowing that all power, all glory, all dominion, all authority belongs to Jesus forever and ever.
Tears are falling, hearts are breaking. How we need to hear from God. You've been promised, we've been waiting. Welcome, Holy Child. Welcome, Holy Child. Hope that you don't mind our manger. How I wish we would have known. But long awaited, holy stranger, make yourself at home. Please make yourself at home. Bring your peace into our violence. Bid our hungry souls be filled. Word now breaking heaven's silence. Welcome to our world. Welcome to our world. Fragile faith. person to heal us. Tender brow prepared for thorn. Tiny heart whose blood will save us. Unto us is born. Unto us is born. Sin and make us holy, perfect son.